Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Boy.
This is nuts, man.
Pete Alonso officially gone. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. So it's reported here, and everybody's getting it now, Passan and Heyman, that Pete Alonso signs for 5 years, or is reportedly agreeing to a deal. 5 years, $155 million with the Orioles, BT. Heyman, as Heyman puts it, Alonso ended up making $205 million in the 7 years after turning down $158 for seven a couple years back. He's trying to make that, you know, paint that a good picture for Pete and his client boards, whatever
that's
it may
be. That's right.
Good for Pete. He got his money. I've been telling you for a while, you know, remember the industry source that I talked about weeks ago was saying the Mets aren't going to budge this time on Pete. Nobody's getting involved. Nobody wanted to hear that. It's a reality. The Mets had their line in the sand at 3 years. You started to get the feel that there would be at least one team to go higher based on what Schwarber got yesterday. Not surprising to see Pete get 5 years. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who signed him. Doesn't matter how much he got, how many years, what happened. Bottom line is Pete Alonso is no longer New York Met.
I honestly feel badly for the Met fans. I really do. Now, you guys know where I stand on him as a player. I mean, for 2 years, I've basically been saying, yeah, I'd probably move on or I'd be okay with it. I've always stood by that. I've always thought that. And, you know, people could tell me he's amazing at first base. He's not. Can't throw. He's not the top-tier kind of superstar that some people made him out to be. Never meant he didn't have great value. Always had great value. But there's levels of great value. And what Stearns covets, look at his old Brewers team, look at the players he's getting rid of, the deficiencies, there's a commonality there. Nobody should be surprised by this. Now, that's why, man, I remember saying early today when we started the show, I heard Boomer saying that he thinks this is better for, they're talking about the 5 years, 150 for Pete. I thought it was worse. I didn't think that, or at minimal, didn't really have any bearing on whether or not the Mets would change their tune or Diaz leaving. Like, no, this man was brought here, David Stearns, to make emotionless decisions, callous decisions that are going to piss you off right now. And by the way, this move, unlike Diaz, is several levels higher than being pissed. I'm sure, and I get it. I'm sure many of you are emotionally distraught right now. And that's not overstating it. Like, pertaining to sports, and this stuff matters to me, and this stuff has always mattered to me. That's why it's the first thing I just said, I feel for you. Because there's hundreds of thousands of you out there, family members, dads, moms, kids, grandkids, Alonso jerseys under the Christmas tree, Alonso jerseys at birthday parties, Alonso jerseys by the menorah for Hanukkah on one of the nights. Like, Pete Alonso is beloved by the New York Mets, which is independent from whether or not I think they did the right thing. I think that they did. But the rawness that you are feeling today, that sucks.
And now the bottom line is David Stearns has work to do. That's it. So get over the emotions of, well, we lost Diaz and lost Pete. You lost players that were from a losing team. I'm not trying to minimize their contributions. You can't. Pete was a prolific power hitter for the New York Mets, and I wish that he would have stayed. But David Stearns is no dummy, and he knows that the Mets need to build a winning team. Otherwise, his ass will be out. That is obvious. Steve Cohen knows the same thing. He needs to build a winner for his fan base. He's done everything he can in his power to be able to do that over the years. It hasn't worked out to the level that they expected to even have sustained success on the smallest of levels while spending a ridiculous amount of money. They needed to change things up. Is this the right move? Don't know. You could say yes, BT. I could say yes. Hoff could say no. Others could say no. We'll find out. The moves that follow are the most important ones. This is not like when the Mets let Reyes go to the Marlins. The Mets will punch back. They're building a team, and it's going to be now without Nimmo, without Diaz, and without Alonso. And there is a part of that that gets me excited about what this can now be, because that version of it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
You can't replace his power. There isn't that power bat out there. I mean, maybe they go get Kyle Tucker. Who the hell knows? I wouldn't put anything past the Mets at this point. They're going to be, I'm sure, frustrated, and they're going to be hungry to build this team to the best of their capabilities. Maybe there's some trades you talk about, Yandy Diaz, whatever it may be. But I still believe the Mets are going to go big this offseason, and they believed that building the core around those players was not the right way to go. And evidence, history would tell you that that is correct based on what this group of players did, even at younger ages,
yeah,
let alone what they would project to do in years three or years five.
You know, you said a couple things there. One of the first things you said is that Stearns is not a dummy. You're right, but he's also not a winner here yet. So we all know he's not a dummy, but he does not have that latitude from you because he hasn't earned it to do something like this where you have blind faith. And by you, I mean every Met fan out there that obviously wanted Pete to stay, which is a massive majority, I would imagine. So, you know, he's now, when you haven't won to the level that you want to win at, and he has yet to do that, and now you jettison some of the most popular players the Mets have had in the last 20-something years. Forget about Diaz. Talking about more so Pete and Nimmo. I mean, those two players were ingrained in your New York sporting baseball soul. And that's not going to get replaced today on a radio show. It might be cathartic, and we'll get to the calls in a minute. It might help when you know, you sign a Tucker or you do whatever you're going to do. Japanese import, couple of pitchers. We all know, maybe school, but whatever. But right now, there's an emptiness that's not going to be filled. I want to say this too, and I don't want to hijack this, so I'm not, right? I'm not making this Yankees Mets. This is Mets. But I will say this. Yankee fans should be extra worried now about Bellinger. Because the money that you saved on the last 2 years from Nimmo, the money you just saved, not give it to Pete Alonso, the money you just saved, give it to Diaz, not give it to Diaz. If you tell me that the Mets tack on an extra year or two and 30 or 40 more million dollars for Bellinger, who's a great defender, that would not surprise me. So,
and he can play first.
Of course. So I'm trying to keep this independent. But, I mean, they could get the Japanese Gold Glove first baseman, keep him there, get Bellinger, put him in left field. I mean, what they can do, there's no limits, really, to what they could do in terms of the pivot. But, again, until the season starts and the results take shape and they're good results, man, this is a low, almost as dark as Tom Seaver that day when they traded him in 77.
Will Salmon of The Athletic, who's been in tune with this stuff, says the Mets had some interest in bringing these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, just word for word. Yep. The Mets had some interest in bringing Pete Alonso back, but they were not comfortable going to the lengths and figures it ended up at in his deal with the Orioles. That's according to league sources from Will Salmon, which is nothing. People were trying to tell you this for a long time, that this was going to be the case here. It just took one team to go to that length. I am actually surprised that the Mets didn't bend a little bit here, but even if they went to a fourth year, that was not going to happen. You were always of the belief, BT, you were not going there. I said in the beginning of the offseason, I would have just gotten in front of this, given the 6 years, 180. It wouldn't have even taken that. Obviously, as Baltimore gets him for $5, $155, but you're going to be looking at a totally different New York Mets team. And that, to me, is not a bad thing when the team won 83 games a year ago and just hasn't been good enough. But the moves that follow now, we could finally put it to bed. Years of the nonsense about Alonso. Stay, go, lifelong Mets, blah, blah. He's gone. That's it. Diaz, gone, that's it. Nimmo traded, that's it. Now, how are you building this team back up to where it should be a serious World Series contender in this year? Now, those are the moves. Now is where the pressure is on Stearns. Not to keep those guys, building this team after those guys are no longer here.
And nobody wears a cap as dark as the villain Stearns right now. He is target number one. He is the one right now, and it's up to him to change that narrative. I believe Stearns is the most hated man, most hated person associated with any team of any sport in this city right now.
100% right. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Andrew is in Shirley. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, not for me. I'm hope that the David Stearns propaganda machine can calm down a little bit. I'm in the middle of my call, in the middle of waiting. This news breaks down. I was already calling to rip this guy apart. I actually want to call 2 weeks ago to rip this guy apart, and every day it's just built up. So this is poetic that Pete signs while I'm waiting on the phone call. Hoff had the perfect reaction. Oh, my gosh. They reward – I want to go to the fans real quick because I think any fan who shows up to Citi Field this year is a moron. And here's what I want to say. They begged us to go to Citi Field. We gave them record attendance at Citi Field while they handed us a bad product. We said, well, you asked us to come. We filled out the entire place. I hope they boycott the entire season. And before you tell me, well, these were losing players. No, you want to know who was losing players? The pitching that Stearns gave us. So hopefully we have such great gold glovers who are making diving plays over the fence. I don't think that defense is going to matter a lick as far as what we need for this team. But thank goodness.
But Andrew, you don't even know what the Mets are going to do here.
I don't care.
Okay, well then you're not a Mets fan if you don't care.
That's not true. There's not enough moves out there that can replace the offensive players and the homegrown players.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
You don't. I'm sorry. I'll trust David.
It's not a fact.
I know the players in the league, guys. Andrew, I know, playing baseball.
Yeah, I got you. Good call. Thank you, buddy. I can't not say that you're wrong. I hate to be that blunt. But you're presenting it as fact when there's so many elements that remain to be done. It's not a fact yet.
Here's the bottom line. You're right. Met fans right now hate David Stearns because they don't trust him. They think he's cheap. They think he doesn't want to spend. They also, for whatever reason, lack trust in Steve Cohen. That's where there's a disagreement here as far as where I think you and I are at versus where Hoff or some of the angry fans are at right now. I still trust. It doesn't mean that I'm right. It doesn't mean that Andrew's right. I still trust that David Stearns and Steve Cohen are going to build a better team than what they had a year ago. So to come on and say, well, you shouldn't go out there. This is a disgrace. The Mets are going to stink. No, they stunk with Pete Alonso. Haven't won anything with him. They can win without him. I wanted him back, and I would have brought him back because I believe that they need a power bat. I would have gone to 6-180. I'm on record as saying that. It doesn't mean that you can't replace Pete Alonso and the Mets are going to be garbage now. They didn't want Pete back at that price. Just like Met fans were angry when they didn't want DeGrom back at the price that he got. And how'd that work out where DeGrom again got hurt? You'll get over it. You don't know what moves are going to be made. If this is the team or something close to looking like this as you go into spring training, then I can understand being upset. Right now, I guarantee you the Mets are working on something major, major to bring in big-time players to get this team to a level of success that they have not been at with Diaz, Nimmo, or Pete Alonso.
Hoff, you read it. What do you tell me about Sherman, what, hyping up Pete? Is that what you want me to read?
No, it's
Which one?
It's the one where he says, Joel Sherman, source,
yeah.
The Mets never made an offer as it became clear to them that Alonso was getting bids for more dollars and years in their comfort zone.
And that's one of the things that, thank you, that's one of the things that I stressed here at the start of the show. Like, if that was the number and the guy sitting 5 feet to my left told you 3 years was a, beyond that is a non-comfort zone for the Mets. So if you've been listening to the show, you shouldn't be stunned. And then others obviously supported what we were saying on the show, what Sal was saying on the show. I think that the most important thing for me was I wanted to see, number one, if the owner would kind of swoop in and usurp that power and the man that he hired to do the job get in the way, which would not be good. Because when George did that, usually it didn't work out for the Yankees. That's not a good dynamic for a winning team. Hire the person, let them do their job, let them cook. If they don't cook, you fire them. If they do cook, you give them extension. So that didn't happen. That's actually organizationally good for the Mets. The other thing I didn't want to see happen was Stearns, who was clearly committed to 3 years and probably didn't even really want him at 3 years, if you want to be honest, did not like cave to the crushing public sentiment. Nimmo was loud. Now Diaz was louder. The easiest thing for him to do would be like, you know what?
Let's just bring
him
back.
Give him the fourth year, man. He's going to hit 38 home runs. Come on, let's bring him back. He stuck to what he believes is the right way to build a really good team. Now, that Brewers team was really good. Never won a championship, but really good. Fast, okay? Good pitching. Catch the baseball. That's what he's trying to do. So he didn't bend. He didn't flinch. He didn't acquiesce. And I think at the end of the day, that's smart.
Right, but do you exactly.
I do.
Do you think that David Stearns is going to just build a losing team going into the season? There's no. I don't know the results. I'm talking about going into the season. There are many big moves to be had. We may not be aware of them. They might be trades that we don't even know about right now. Do you really think about it. Do you not trust Steve Cohen to build the best team that he possibly can? Do you not trust David Stearns on any level? I just don't understand why there would be such. I can understand being upset and sad that Pete is moving on and that the Mets let him walk. That is understandable. But not trusting this hierarchy to do whatever they can in their power to build the best team, that's where I can't comprehend why fans would be there. It doesn't mean that they're going to build the best team. They tried it last year the way that everybody wanted with everybody back. It didn't work. Even in 2024, that team wasn't good enough. Take outside the incredible run, the OMG run in Grimace. They weren't good enough. Were the New York Mets in 2024 really good enough to contend at the highest levels?
No.
They're not even close. The Dodgers mopped the floor with them.
They
did it with
smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, smoke and mirrors.
A little bit. I know that sounds disrespectful, but it's not meant to. I mean, Iglesias was in the middle of so much, and he had a really good year. But, I mean, that was, by the way, Stearns, who signed him to a minor league deal, and he came and he hit 400 in Queens, and he was very good, and he brought up the emotion and the chemistry and all that vibe, all the good stuff. So, but that was not sustainable. Iglesias was not going to be playing for the Mets for the next 5 years. You stumbled upon that. And then Manaea switched up his windup and looked like Steve Carlton, Randy Johnson, or Jerry Kuzman, like a trio of those. Not that Kuzman is good as that, but I'm throwing a Met in there. You know what I mean? And basically, he got hurt, and the league figured out his new windup. So there were a lot of gimmicks to the Mets' success in 2024. And the sheer reality of it is this. Right now, as we sit here, the Mets have a second base situation that I like, a shortstop situation that I like, and a right field situation that I like. You need a first baseman. I like Beatty, but he's young. Catcher, you got to show me something. You got no DH. You got no left fielder. You got no center fielder. The Mets, he needs to start cooking fast.
Richie's calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Richie?
How you doing, boys?
What's up, Rich? Good. How you doing, bud?
You know, I was upset for about 90 seconds, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like you guys said, 6 years of Alonso, nothing. 6 years of Diaz, nothing. 6-plus years in Nimmo, nothing, right? So Stearns hasn't done anything yet to prove himself. Soto was all Cohen. He has Montas. He has those ugly signings. So he's definitely probably the biggest targeted guy in the city right now.
He will get fired if he doesn't do. If he doesn't put together a team that wins, he's going to get fired. I mean, end of story. That so it's going to be somebody now, else.
So he has from now to February to obviously put something together. If he goes out there with Vientos at first, McNeil and left, and Taylor at center, and they re-sign Marte to DH,
God Almighty,
he's done.
Unacceptable.
He's done.
That's not
he's
happening. Done. 0.0% chance.
Never,
there's no
Cohen
chance in
never
hell
allow
that's happening.
That to happen.
That is unacceptably, disgracefully bad.
They're going to, and thank you for the call, Richie. They're going to get a first baseman. They're going to get a legitimate outfielder. And they're going to get significant improvements in the rotation. All those things are in play. They need two big moves for their lineup and at least two big moves for the rotation.
And one more bullpen. To go with Devin.
But even that I wouldn't say is a necessity right now. But yeah, I mean, sure. Definitively now, going into the season, they need two bats. They don't have a first baseman, and they have two outfield spots that are vacant. And they don't really have a DH. So you need at least one of first base or DH big bat.
Mm-hmm.
And at least one big bat in the outfield to go along with the young players we said. And I fully trust that they're going to get it. Is it going to pan out? Who the hell knows? But what we do know is it hasn't been good enough. It hasn't been good enough. Let the emotion of loving Alonso go. And I know that's easier said than done, but it hasn't been good enough. It is David Stern's job not to appease you and your emotions. It is his job to build the best team, a winning team that can sustain success. It's year three. It's going to be an important year for him, obviously. You got to let him do his job. You could hate him. Maybe at the end of this, you love him. And I would bet that there's a better chance that the people who are calling today saying, screw the Mets, I'm done, I hate the Mets, don't go out there, that in a month or two, end of the season, they're going to say, you know what? We were wrong for doubting Stearns. And maybe it's going to take a little bit longer than that. And maybe it takes a couple years to have the sustained success. But you can't argue with what he did in Milwaukee and what he's going to try to do here in New York. You just unfortunately have to give him some time to prove himself.
Which I'm obviously willing to do. I'm less willing to say that I think in a month or so Met fans will feel totally different or however you framed it, just because there's a dearth of big bats. And you said that they need a big bat in two spots, first base and the outfield. And I obviously agree, but the two biggest bats are gone. Schwarber's not coming. Pete's obviously gone. Now there's different ways to build teams. Better on base, defense, Kwan, you know, maybe Bichette, whatever. Maybe put him at third and maybe put Beatty at first. I don't know. He's got to figure stuff out here. But that is the reality. It's not a great free agent class at this point. You're going to have to get creative with trades. I also think that if the Tigers don't trade Scuba, I still think that the Met fan who's not going completely ballistic right now, and that's not many of you, understood. I think those who are still kind of stable really think that Scuba's coming. And if they don't trade him, then that's gonna even change the few remaining believers in what they're trying to do. So I don't know what it's going to look like on opening day. I do agree with the wrecking ball. You had to change it. I get it. But I'm not convinced completely that they nail it the next month or so. The Mets roster could look a little weak going into 2026.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.